the general public has not become concerned with optimizing brain function and memory in adulthood and late life. The same thing goes for the field of neuroscience. Instead, we clinicians and researchers spend most of our energy measuring cognitive decline and disease. For years, we focused on large populations of aging individuals who, when viewed as a whole, have brains that slowly atrophy and thinking abilities that slip with every passing decade. But what if we looked at the same data in another way? What if we searched for the individuals who remain mentally sharp, who don't show the typical brain atrophy and thinking declines over time? What's different about these successful agers? The resounding answer is lifestyle factors. As this data on brain health piles up, burgeoning ranks of neuropsychologists and neuroscientists are shifting our attention. Rather than focusing solely on diagnosing and treating dementia syndromes, why don't we help people think better by optimizing brain health throughout their lives? Dr. Michelle Braun is on the forefront of this movement. In my own work with Alzheimer's patients, along with my research on improving the ways we share neuroscience with the general public, I recognize how profoundly important it is to get the most current information on brain health out in a vivid, accessible way. I remember watching in awe when Michelle appeared on a PBS special in which her unique mix of personal warmth, passion, and intellectual clarity was on full display as she discussed brain health. Her gift of explaining neuroscience in an accessible, practical, and affirming way is what earned her the Practitioner of the Year Award from the Alzheimer's Association of Southeastern Wisconsin in 2008, and what makes her Psychology Today blog on brain health so popular. I have known Michelle for years as a leader in the field of neuropsychology, and so when she told me that she was writing a book on brain health for a general audience, I broke out in a huge smile. Who better to advance the conversation about improving brain health than a neuropsychologist who is serious about presenting accurate, research-based information in an engaging and passionate way? I'm delighted to say that High Octane Brain is everything I hoped it would be when Michelle first told me about the idea.